It's Friday, November 15th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump and Turkish President Recep Erdogan met at the White House on Wednesday. The meeting failed to resolve security concerns over Turkey's use of Russian air defense systems, but Trump said trade between the two countries should be about $100 billion. The U.S. has also criticized Turkey for attacking the Kurdish forces that fought with the U.S. against the Islamic State. During a press conference at the White House, Erdogan told reporters that Turkey will restore damaged Syrian churches on its border with northeastern Syria. However, Turkish-sponsored organizations are continuing attacks in Syria, despite ceasefire agreements, impacting several Christian villages. As of Monday, China's Amity Printing Company has printed 200 million Bibles, reports Eternity News. 100 million of those Bibles were printed just over the last 7 years in a nation known for its persecution of Christians. Ki Zong-gi, board chairman of Amity Foundation, said, quote, "Out of the 200 million Bibles printed, more than 85 million copies were printed and distributed for the churches in China, including Braille Bibles and Bibles in 11 ethnic minority languages," end quote. Isaiah 40, verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." The atheist group Freedom From Religion Foundation is calling on a Missouri school district to investigate two high school coaches who allegedly pray with players, calling it illegal and unconstitutional. Parents of several players say they support coaches Jeff Wallace and David Stuckey of Cameron High School in Cameron, Missouri, in encouraging voluntary prayer on the 50-yard line. One parent said, quote, "They just say, okay, everybody bow your heads, and they have a moment of silence, and everybody does their own individual prayer. Other teams join. We've had almost every team we play this year come out, join on their own," end quote. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Although U.S. church membership has reached an all-time low of 50% last year, a majority of Americans still express belief in God, according to Gallup research. Gallup found 87% of Americans say they believe in God when asked a yes or no question, but 79% of Americans, when asked about things they believe in, would put God in that category, and only 64% said they were convinced God exists. Defense closing arguments wrapped up in San Francisco on Wednesday for the landmark federal case of Planned Parenthood Federation of America versus the Center for Medical Progress. Now, the jury begins its deliberations in the case over David DeLeiden and his pro-life investigators' actions to expose the abortion giant's gruesome sale of baby body parts. Judge William Orrick, an Obama appointee, ruled out a First Amendment defense and also has known ties to Planned Parenthood. Psalm 82, verse 2 asks, "How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy." An Arctic blast blew across the eastern U.S. this week, covering 30% of the country in snow and breaking low temperature records from Mississippi to Maine. As of Wednesday, over 400 temperature records had been broken, some of which had stood for over 100 years. And finally, 13-year-old Devin Langford is being hailed a hero for saving the lives of his siblings during a brutal attack last week in northern Mexico by suspected drug cartel thugs that shot the family's convoy of cars, killing 9 people, including Devin's mother. Devin survived the attack, escaping from the car with his siblings, some of whom were injured. When he could not carry them any further, Devin hid them in some bushes and covered them with branches before walking 14 miles to find help. Devin said, quote, "What was going through my mind was to get help because every one of them was bleeding. I was not hit, so I just kept walking. I prayed a lot and tried to hide in the bushes in case anyone was trying to follow me," end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, November 15th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.